Welcome to the Coaster Geeks Podcast. Is your favorite the Beast, Millennium Force, or Lightning Rod? Whether it's an old Woody, a steel Giga Coaster, or a hybrid, we will chat about it here. Each summer, Robert and Michelle Forto travel the country and search for the best roller coasters. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Coaster Geeks Podcast. This is Michelle, and we are gearing up for our next tour. This year, we will be starting our official tour in Florida by getting our geek on at the Podcast Movement 19. And then we will head over to Universal Studios Orlando. I am seriously excited. I have never been to any Universal parks and can't wait to get lost in the menagerie of thrills and chills. Robert needs to catch up on his Hogwarts knowledge so he can at least blend in with the Muggles. The tour will continue as we head to Busch Gardens, Tampa Bay in August, and then on to one of my favorite parks, Holiday World, in September. And we will wrap up the tour this year at Kentucky Kingdom, another first park visit for me. On today's show, Robert continues to talk about his experience at last year's ACE Preservation Conference. Robert?
The second and third days of the American Coaster Enthusiast Preservation Conference was to be held at Michigan's Adventure. After a quick photo of the group on the bridge at Indiana Beach, most of us jumped into our cars and headed some 200 miles north to the shores of Lake Michigan. As I was driving, I had thoughts of the old 1980s movie The Cannonball Run, starring Burt Reynolds, Farrah Fawcett, and Dom DeLuise. Here was 80 or so of us trying to get to the next park before nighttime ERT. The coaster geeks are a rambunctious bunch. I arrived at the motel in time to drop off my bags and headed over to the park. When I first arrived, I was awestruck. Here was this massive coaster with what looked like 10 dips. I had never seen anything like it. That was going to be my first coaster in the park. My first ride was the Ferris wheel, to get a lay of the land. It took forever to get on, but the view was worth it. I headed over to the massive Woody that I saw coming in. It was shivering timbers. I waited for about a half an hour before it was my turn in line, and I waited for the front car. I have been on about 350 coasters in the last 3 years, and my goodness, this was one that I will never forget. It literally took my breath away. It was a constant up and down, and it felt like we were flying. I now know what people are talking about when they say this is one of the best Woodies in the world. I still had a couple hours to kill before the ERT, so I jumped on another Woody, the Wolverine Wildcat. I would later find out that this coaster has an interesting story. It opened in 1988 and really put the park on the map. It was such an important opening that one of the daughters of the family that owned the park back then was forced to skip her own college graduation because of the coaster's reveal. I also rode Zach's Zoomer, which happens to be named after the same daughter's eldest son. It was a fun little Woody, and I hardly had to wait to get on. I jumped on the Corkscrew and the Big Dipper in the kiddie section of the park. Since I had ridden four coasters in less than 2 hours, I decided to skip the ERT and just grab my free ice cream cone on the way out just as it was getting dark. The next morning, I arrived early in time for the ERT. I jumped on the Mad Mouse after a requisite group photo in front of shivering timbers. It looked like most of the group had made it north in time for the day's activities. We were alone in the park, so I headed over to Thunderhawk and waited in the shade for it to open at 11 a.m. I was the first and the only one when it opened. It was fun to have a front row seat on a train all to yourself. Our picnic lunch was fun. We had pulled pork, hot dogs, and cookies while the daughter that missed her own graduation back in the day was now the vice president. She talked about the park and how it came to be and answered a few questions from the group. This was only my second ACE event, with my first being last year's Preservation Conference in Alabama and Georgia. The only reason I was able to make this one was because it was held right after our trip in the Northeast. I like the ACE events, and it's fun to talk to members who you chat with on social media. I look forward to the next one, and hopefully my wife Michelle can come too. Lastly, I want to thank ACE for all that they do, and of course the host parks. It's awesome that they are keeping these old coasters alive for many of us to enjoy. I cannot wait to see what our next tour brings.
What is your favorite coaster? Hit us up on social media and let us know. And thanks for listening to Coaster Geeks.